Welcome, everybody. You are listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. I'm your host, and Adam McKay is me. We have a big show today. Big show today. Lots going on in the world. We got, Julian Assange is in custody. Tiger Woods is back at the top of his game. Unlike his hair not being on top of his head any longer. Keep that bucket on, Tiger. Keep that bucket on. But good job. Good job. What else? We got a big church went up in flames in France there. We got NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Kim Kardashian's going to be a lawyer. What a fucking twat that is. Anyway, good luck. Good luck. I'd rather Lionel Hutz any day of the week. I got a letter here from Guptar. Guptar sent a handwritten letter. Unfortunately, I don't speak. I don't know. I don't even know what language this is. It looks like someone walked a chicken across an ink pad and then across a piece of paper. All right. It's Pakistani. So if anyone out there can read Pakistani, maybe you can translate this letter someday. Julian Assange is in custody. I don't know anything more than that. I know I wouldn't want to be him. Seems like everybody wants him dead for whatever reason. Oh, Game of Thrones. That's right, Game of Thrones. I knew his silvery, odd-looking beard would remind me eventually of something else that went on, and it was Game of Thrones. Pretty underwhelmed by that. Basically all that happened in Game of Thrones, spoiler alert, you got 5 seconds to get fucked and go away, okay? Spoiler alert, 2, 1. So finally, Jon Snow has learned he has been fucking his aunt. That's kind of the big reveal, as they say. Other than that, not a whole lot happened. There was a never-ending story fucking flying sequence in the middle that was lame as the next puddle of piss. Man, it was just lame. A lot of social, you know, we're on Twitter now. We're at Laugh Life Adam. We're at Laugh Life Adam on Twitter. So I've been perusing what goes on out there and, you know, mostly because we want to funnel people to the podcast. That's all it's about. We want marketing. We want followers. Podcast. But there's a lot of social justice going on there. And I'm not so sure what to think of it all. I wonder to myself, though, would there be so much social justice if everyone was forced to fight for these causes anonymously? You can do whatever you want, but you have to be anonymous. I imagine that the amount of social justice warriors would fall off the face of the planet. There'd be 10 people out there. That's what I think. Signaling virtue is a phrase I learned these past few days. I was told by some Polish guy that I was signaling virtue bigotry. All because I like comedy. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. You know, I'm of Scottish heritage. Okay? I'm of Scottish heritage. Does that mean I am cheap and fuck sheep? Of course not. Have you seen the prices of these sheep prostitutes? I have to fuck blow up sheep. It's ridiculous. Polish, Scottish, whatever. We're all the same. And it's all fun. And that's what I think. Nobody is safe, nor should they be, from comedy. That's the end of that particular rant. Whoops fuck. I have whoops fuck written down here. at some point I said, whoops, fuck. And I thought, wow, that sounds like a Thai dish. I'll have the whoops, fuck. Yeah, I don't know. That one didn't land. I get it. But, you know, try that out for yourself somewhere. There'll be a time you'll think of that. You can use it. It has legs. Trust me. I've got some more notes here. Okay, yeah, the NHL update. Tampa Bay, not performing as they should. They are just pissing everyone off. I can't even imagine how much money they've cost people with the bets and the gambling. Yeah, that's it. They're just brutal. I don't know if it's nerves or what. They just underestimated their opponents. You know, I was talking to my brother today, and we had a good chuckle over imagining Torts' face if they blow that 3-0 lead in the series, what he might have to say about that. But moving on, hockey's boring. I get it. I get it. Yeah, I'm going to go back to the Game of Thrones stuff just for a moment. The CGI in that scene when they're flying around and shit, it looked like it was from Saturday morning's The Adventure of Sinbad. And other than him learning about being an ant fucker and the true heir, the show was pretty lame. It was pretty lame. And we all knew. We already all knew that. If we had found out together all of this shit, it would have resonated much, much nicer with us fans of the show, I guess. Yeah. Oh, and the army. Yeah, the Army of the Unsullied. They also got me to thinking, we should replace all of these. We're hearing about these politicians and priests and people that are just abusing their power and sexually abusing people and molesting people and assaulting people sexually. Let's replace all of these assholes with power with members of the Army of the Unsullied. And I don't think we'd have a problem anymore. You know, because they're eunuchs, right? Is that eunuchs? They got their balls and dicks chopped off, I think. And so I guess their desire to have any sort of sex is probably greatly diminished. I don't know 100% because I'm not a doctor, but I'm willing to bet if any one of you Google that right now, you'll find that having your balls and dicks chopped off, if you have them, some of you may not, but if you have your balls and dicks chopped off, your sex drive will be greatly diminished. Now, if you find it otherwise, please tweet us at LaughLifeAdam. That's at LaughLifeAdam. And I know some of you may be thinking right now, Jesus, he's talking awful quick. He's really giving her. Is he on crack or something? Well, I'll tell you, I am not on crack. I did have a can of Coca-Cola, though. I'm just trying to get this in really quickly so we can get this episode up as fast as possible. I'm also killing time, and you don't even know it. You don't even know that I'm just stringing you along while I'm going through these emails so I can read them to you. Because we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback about going through the emails. And, well, shit, now that I've been talking about it, I'm losing my train of thought here. So just bear with us for 2 seconds. Talk amongst yourselves. You know, go fill up your scotch, your crack pipe, whatever. Okay. I can't seem to find it. You know what? Alexander Ovechkin had quite a little fight with Andrei Svechnikov. He knocked the hell out of this poor little bastard. But you know what? I don't blame him one bit. This guy wanted a piece of him, and Alex Ovechkin gave it to him. I swear to God, rigor mortis set in this guy before he hit the ice. That's how much he was knocked the fuck out. Go YouTube it right now. YouTube it. Alex Ovechkin fights Andrei Svechnikov. You won't be disappointed. And don't worry, all you bleeding hearts out there. He's fine. He's going to come back. He'll play hockey again. You know? And that's it. So relax. Moving on. You know you're too drunk when you piss in someone else's pants. How about that? Hey, man, you're pissing in my pants. Sorry. That's drunk. That's a special kind of drunk. I was going to do what's more stupid, but I couldn't think of something as stupid as this thing. You know what's bullshit to me? Banana loaf. Banana loaf is bullshit. You're too goddamn stupid to eat them when they're yellow. Now that they're black, you're going to fucking bake a loaf of bread? Bullshit. That's bullshit. We talked about earlier in the week how scientists discovered a photograph. They didn't discover it. They made it. They took it. They took a photograph and of a black hole in space, not downtown at the YMCA. This one was in space. They took a picture of a black hole in space. And it's just smashing headlines, and it's reverbing through the scientific community crazily. And in related news, their virginities remain intact. So we got that going on. Somebody also was unsure. We often get questions about things that we discuss or spit out of our mouths because we don't really think about it too much until it's gone already. But they'll come back and say, what the hell does that mean? What's this? Who's that? And someone said, who is Jackie Chan's sidekick? You know, because I said, who the best sidekick was Jackie Chan. And they like actually thought that he had a sidekick, you know, like my sidekick, Abby the Black Lab. Say something to the folks at home, Abby. Nope. Not a chance in hell, she's thinking. Anyway, Jackie Chan's sidekick, he's Chinese. He kicks to the side like ninja style. Sidekick. Not sure if ninjas are Japanese or Chinese. I think the Chinese are the kung fu people. And the Japanese are the ninjutsus. Somebody please tweet us and let us know. Okay, well, I'll go on. One more little rant, we'll take a break. Driverless cars. I'm a driving enthusiast, as I know some of our listeners are. Brendan, shout out to Brendan, big driver / car guy. I'd like to know Brendan's thoughts on driverless cars. Please tweet the show, Brendan. We're at Laugh Life Adam. Laugh Life Adam. Who in the fuck decided that we need a driverless car? That's what I want to know. Is driving really that difficult? If the simple task of A to B is too much for you, maybe stay the fuck home. Seriously, who thinks of this shit? You're driving down the road in a nice convertible, 500 horsepower at your disposal. The music's on, wind's blowing through your hair, you're smiling. You know the feeling. You all know that feeling. What kind of fucking jackass is sitting there thinking, "Well, this fucking sucks. This podcast needs some intro music. This fucking sucks. Fucking Trudeau and his carbon tax." Anyway. One last thing before we go to break. I recently lost 20 pounds. I'm not hearing your applause. I lost 20 pounds. So, yeah, that's good for me. Unfortunately, I also gained 60. So, no whiz at arithmetic. And hopefully you all aren't as well. But I lost 20 and gained 60. So, anyway, you're listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Laughter Life. It's Adam McKay, your host. Ho! All right, people. We're back. Thanks for sticking around. This is The Laughter Life. This is Adam McKay. We have a very special email from Jimmy Choyu from Thailand. And it says here in the subject, thumbs up or thumbs down. Hey, Adam, my name's Jimmy, and I wanted to know your opinion on some random things. Would you give the following a thumbs up or thumbs down, and why? Love the podcast, boy. All right, Jimmy, you say me the fuck. Okay, so he's got a list of shit here that I'm guessing the only English words he knows, but the awful fucking random. Okay, moving on here. So this is a thumbs up and or a thumbs down and a why for Jimmy Choyo from Thailand. Okay, potatoes, thumbs down, fuck that shit. That potatoes are like, I don't know. They're like the lowest common denominator of garbage. I can't even use a simile because the potato is the simile I go to for other things. Like, oh, William Nylander, he's the fucking potato of that hockey team. Or like when I'm playing Fortnite with my friends. These guys that we'll meet and they suck and they're terrible. And we think of the first thing that comes to all our minds is like, let's look at these fucking potatoes. So thumbs down, there's no nutritional value in a potato, and they're as boring as anything else I can think of. They are just the most boiled down way of saying something's terrible. Potato. Okay, so Crocs, the footwear. I'm glad you cleared up that because I thought you meant the alligator cousin. Thumbs. I've never worn them, so I don't know enough, but I'm going to say thumbs down because they look like hell. You look like you just fell out of your trailer park window and just put your feet in the nearest piece of trash you could find. So thumbs down for Crocs. I got moccasins. Huge thumbs up. Love moccasins. Used to rock a pair myself back in my younger days. I'd wear them out. Fuck it, I'd wear them out. I had a pair with rubber bottoms on them, and they were earth tones. I used to wear earth tones a lot as a young man, and I really liked rocking the moccasins, you know. I think my family's like 1/64th Native Canadian, too, so I liked representing in that manner. Yeah, moccasins, huge thumbs up. Love them. Okay, bears, thumbs up or thumbs down? Jesus. I think that's, is this the football team out of Chicago? I don't know enough about them or their nature-dwelling cousins, actual bears. But I'm just going to thumb it up because they're just nature's creatures. They're majestic and beautiful. Oh, wait, but the ones I grew up around, all they would do is hang out at the dump and eat fucking trash. So, I don't know. It depends. It's like people. I wouldn't give thumbs up or down to people because the individual people are different. So, no score awarded for bears. Neutral. Pumpkin pie. Well, as I stated earlier, I lost 20 pounds and gained 60, and pumpkin pie had a big part of that. So, I love pumpkin pie. I think it's great. And actually, the girlfriend, she loves it too. It's one of her favorites. And we enjoy a nice pumpkin pie over the holidays. So, that's a nice addition to the list, Jimmy. Thank you. Okay, mowing the lawn, thumbs down. Thumbs down. There's only one guy I would rather do the lawn instead of hire him, and his name is Jake Gardner. But other than that, if me and Jake Gardner were the last two people on the planet, I'd still mow my own lawn. One other person gets added to that equation, I'm giving them the money. They can mow it. So I'm just going to say thumbs down to mowing the lawn. Who's got time for that shit? It's, that's like 3 Fortnite matches it'll take. No way. You mow it. Here's some money. Shut up and take my money. Okay, we got squirrels. What is this, Jimmy? Is this like, okay, Jimmy. Thumbs up to squirrels because I got no beef with squirrels. No beef. Okay, the next one is roast beef. Thumbs up to roast beef. I got no beef with beef other than I love it. Nice little horseradish sauce. God, it's good. I rarely have it. The girlfriend's vegetarian, so we don't have a ton of meat all the time. But, you know, once in a blue moon, I'll have some roast beef, and it's just nice. I don't need to explain roast beef to you people. You all know what it is. But Jimmy's making me. Jimmy is making me. So blame him. And stay awake, by the way.
Nanaimo bars. Two huge thumbs up. Me and my very good friend Greg practically were raised on Nanaimo bars, and we both love them dearly. So massive. Okay, raisins. I don't have enough thumbs. There's not enough thumbs in China for me to point downward at raisins. I hate them. Although those Californian raisins are quite entertaining. Moving on, clowns. Thumb up to it. I like scary clowns, but I don't like weird, pervy, normal clowns, if there's such a thing. Slightly old bananas. Man. Well, you'll have to rewind the podcast, and you'll get all you need to know out of what I think about old bananas, okay? Work? This guy's goading me now, isn't he? Aren't you, Jimmy? I think work, I give a thumb up to work when it's necessary. I give a huge thumbs down to unnecessary work, especially make work work. No fucking thank you. Better have a goddamn good reason to expend any kilojoules of any amount. Okay, hiking. Ugh, fuck. Just a waste of time. I love being in nature. I love, smelling nature and just feeling nature and just that sense of purpose when you're outside and it's just a beautiful scenery and everything is great. There's no bullshit. But I don't love the idea of, like, let's throw in a 20-kilometer fucking walk. You know, there's places in nature where you can trip and land in nature. You don't need to walk your fucking back off. CrossFit, again. Oh, geez. And the CrossFit and white sunglasses are the last two things on Jimmy's list here. Massive thumbs down to both of those things. It's great if it works for you, but this is just our opinion here in the Laughterlife. And our opinion is white sunglasses are for douchebags. And they're probably wearing them to and fro from their CrossFit training. I don't know. CrossFit, to me, it seems so violent. It doesn't seem natural. I feel like in a number of years, there'll be studies like, CrossFit causes sclerosis or something. And people will be like, whoa, we didn't see that coming. Well, you heard it here, folks, first, okay? Don't do CrossFit. It's going to hurt you in the long run. Look at them jerking around like they're going through seizure training or something. It's crazy. Okay, Jimmy, that's it. That's Jimmy's list. So I hope that thumbs up or thumbs down was good enough for you, Jimmy. Appreciate the mail. We're going to cut this podcast, I guess it's not short, 23 minutes. Pretty good. Thank you all so very much for subscribing. You can follow us on Twitter at LaughLifeAdam. And feel free to tweet the show, email us, anything you want. We love having you by, and God bless. Good night. You're listening to The Laughter Life with Adam McKay.